Good morning, everybody. Welcome to everybody's favorite new show on the Red Pill Project, Morning Coffee. I'm your host, Vince Tagliavia, live with you every Monday through Friday at 8:30 a.m. Pacific Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, to discuss the news and events of the world, except on Fridays, where we laugh and joke a little bit and kind of start letting loose for the weekend. So not much news today, unfortunately. But we'll get right back to that. Don't worry. We have a lot of new shows throughout the week, and we discuss these things privately on the Social Red Pill as well. So if you're not a member of the Social Red Pill, our private social network, please try it out at socialredpill.com. We have a lot of extra events there. So tonight, for example, after Conversations on the Fringe, hosted by Josh Reed at 6:30 p.m., we will meet together in a private setting and have a continuation of the show in a conversation that will be recorded and then posted. And then even after that, the conversation continues. And on Sunday, we're going to have a town hall where we discuss prepping, a 3-day prepping plan, a 3-week prepping plan, a 3-year prepping plan, and everything that goes with prepping. So that'll be a nice town hall this Sunday on the Social Red Pill for silver subscribers. So please join socialredpill.com, everybody. And I hope you're all doing well. It's Friday. It's December 15th. We're coming up on the holidays. Tis the Season is the name of the show. And so I thought we'd start with something with a little bit of holiday cheer. A little bit of holiday cheer. Here you go.
Hello. My name is Klaus the Situation Schwab. This Christmas, cuddle up with your loved ones while you enjoy a delicious holiday feast of new ferns and crunchy crickets, and pop in a very special collection of songs. The World Enslavement Forum presents Vaxmas Hits 23. I'm dreaming of a great reset, like communism, just in smart. His gene selection and eye detection and tone surveillance everywhere. Last COVID, I gave you my chat, but for every new stash, you had to refresh. This year, a new pandemic is here. Get ready for forced injections. On the fifth day of lockdown, my government gave me 5 stinky masks, 4 COVID tests, 3 boosters, 2 sudden deaths, and attempted genocide. Police at your door. Police at your door. Police at your door, growing your own food is not allowed anymore. You better not ask or lift an eyebrow why people are dying suddenly now. Cancer Klaus is coming to town. I don't want a lot for Christmas. Just control humanity. Maybe release new hybrid species like a monkey manatee.
Please kill me.
I just want to rule the world. Every tree and every bird. That is my goal. All I want for Christmas is your soul. Wait, what is this?
We don't want a lot for Christmas.
Just leave us the fuck alone.
Go hang out with your lizard buddies
and have some fresh adrenal cream.
I see you, enemy, and I swear total resistance to you with everything I've got.
Go yourself. Is that clear? Hey, Bob.
This is a larger psyop on your human psyche. Fuck the vaccine coming straight from the Pfizer lab. A healthy body don't surrender to the jab.
Their business is done by murdering millions of people.
Oh, easy there, buddy.
I want everybody to stop dying.
All we want for Christmas is a global human resistance.
Stop using my song for this shit.
All we want for Christmas
is to be free.
My goodness, that was brought to you by Snitchlink. Holy crap. Hilarious and then so sad because it's so true, but funny. Oh my gosh, everybody. I haven't seen that. That was my first time watching it, so holy crap. Oh my gosh. Oh, well, happy Friday, everybody, and shout out to Snitchlink out there. Put that together. I'll go ahead and retweet that if you guys want to find it, and I will share it on the social Red Pill as well for all y'all. So you can share it with your friends, watch it later, or whatever. So I'll post that right now so I don't forget. I tend to do that. I say I'll post things, and I forget occasionally. So let me go ahead and post that. All right, done. Well, I guess let's carry on. Holy crap. Good morning, all of you. I see the chat. Thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate it. And I hope you all enjoyed the Daily Dose last night, hosted by me. It's always tough to host those shows, but I think it went really well. So if you haven't seen it already, check it out. At least give it a like over there and a thumbs up. I appreciate that and all the positive feedback. Really is very nice. So thank you all for your support. I appreciate you all very much. All right. Well, let's see what else we got. We got a couple funny things to laugh and joke about today. Family Guy. I used to watch this back in the day. a little bit, you know. And I guess they're still right in a way and making some good shows. They made their joke about the holidays. 'Tis the season. Let's check that out.
First, ethnically accurate Jesus goes right here next to Father Mary and Mother Josephine, followed closely by the three genderless wise people on their bird scooters, Tig Notaro for some reason, and of course the little drummer them, because God forbid we call a boy a boy. First, ethnically accurate Jesus goes right
ethnically
here next
accurate
to...
Jesus, little drummer then, Father Josephine. I mean, Father Josephine and Mother Mary, just making a joke about the left, man. This is how the left would celebrate Christmas in 2023. And it's sad. It's true. It's fucked up. It's funny. But it's backwards. It's Wonderland. It's just insane that this is the world we're in, man. It blows my damn mind. Reminds me of a time not that long ago. I'm only 30 years old, and I think about just 10, 20 years ago. And I'm like, oh, that was the good old days. And even then, I mean, people older than me are like, you're crazy. That's when it all started going to shit. You got to go back. You need to go back to the 80s, buddy. And or even sooner than that, earlier than that, rather. But, you know, I still remember a lot of different things from back in the day before everything got way worser. I know that's not proper, but, you know, before things got completely corrupt and messed up and worse and worse and worse. And this guy posted a video on Instagram where he remembers a different time too, not that long ago. And I thought this was a pretty great video. So let's check it out.
Dog shit used to turn white. And it was better. They used to put too much bone meal in the dog food and it would turn the shit white. Now the shit is just shit colored. We used to have magic color changing dog shit. But this woke mind virus has taken that away from us. Thanks a lot, keyboard social justice warriors. Dog shit used to turn white.
This guy just has a great comedic delivery. I love it. So funny to me. I don't know why. It's hilarious and it's true. Dog shit used to turn white. Not anymore, folks. It's just these little things we forget about when the world was a better place, man. By the way, if you feed your dogs, you know, a homemade food of rich in protein and all the nutrients they need, their dog shit will still turn white. Okay, it's not a conspiracy. It's just bad quality food. And guess what? We eat. Isn't there like some? I saw some video where somebody posted about food, and they're like, the ingredients in these processed snacks are the same as the ingredients in the food I'm buying my dog right now. We're eating dog food. And it's expensive. Good God. Now I'm like, his cadence is like coming over to me. It's a good cadence. I like it. Good rant cadence. But isn't that something, man? People, it's so funny. Man, this poison's expensive. They want, it's just, wow. Don't get me started on the poison, folks. All right, let's go on here. LeBron James was in the news again, being all commie and weird. He's a billionaire and he hates America. Let's see. He wouldn't stand for the national anthem, apparently, and people are just absolutely outraged. Colin Rugg posted it on X. He said, LeBron James casually walks into the basketball game arena while the national anthem is playing and takes a seat. Zero respect for the country that gave him the opportunity to be a basketball star. Zero respect for the country that allowed him to become a billionaire. Zero respect for the men and women who defend our country so he can live his life. Shameful. Absolutely. And I agree. It is shameful. And then somebody mentioned Colin Rugg said, well, do you remember when LeBron actually said he would understand if Brittany Griner didn't want to come back to America? Another person that hates America. And so it's crazy. This is just, it's so sad to see, but we saw some people stand up. People are sick of it. And it's crazy that it's, you know, back in the day, people used to just speak their mind and that was it. And that was that. It was nothing special. But today, when you do that, you could lose everything, man. So when people stand up, everyone stands up and starts clapping. And it's good. It's good to speak our minds and do what's right and stand by your gut feeling, even if everybody else is being persuaded or coerced.
You hate America so much and you don't like this country that gave you $1 billion, leave it or come deal with me. You go to China, go to these sweatshops that you employ all these laborers and use these women and pay them pennies on the dollar to make your millions. Fuck you, LeBron James. You're a coward. You're a spineless coward and you're a bitch.
Mic drop. That was Colby Covington, UFC fighter. He was the first UFC fighter to be invited to the White House, met Donald Trump. And it's funny that you see a lot of UFC fighters are awake. And I think it has something to do with their lifestyle and their discipline. And I think that when you have a disciplined lifestyle and kind of a healthier body, you've got a healthier mind and you're able to see through the bullshit. I don't know. It seems like a lot of these UFC folks tend to be awake, or these mixed martial artists or people. Yeah, it's an interesting theory there, huh? Maybe being healthy keeps you awake. I don't know. So he's right, and I agree with him. Yeah, he said LeBron. Well, yeah, he said his name wrong, probably just in the moment, got a little mixed up there. But nonetheless, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Let's see what this person says about it. Citizen Free Press posted about LeBron as well. This video of Enes Kanter, Freedom is fed up with LeBron. Enes Kanter, Freedom. Let's hear what they have to say.
An issue, not an issue? What do you think?
I mean, thank you for having me. LeBron James will stand up for anyone who pays him the most money. I mean, if that was a Chinese national anthem, trust me, he would have stand up and put his hand on his heart.
Boom. He goes in to talk about how much of a shame it is. And if it was the Chinese national anthem, he would have stood up, put his hand on his heart. And it's probably true, man. These people, I can't believe it. Could you imagine selling out to your country like that? Oh, my God. So sad. And sorry, it's not that funny. It's pretty funny, that China comment. But these are the kinds of stories I don't typically cover during the week. We try to cover more, a little bit more serious stuff, and especially health-wise. But it was in my notes. I wanted to share it. This was one of the ones I came across during the week where I was like, yeah, interesting story, but not, you know, the top news story for a morning coffee during the week. Let me see. Maybe we'll talk about it Friday. Yeah. Yeah, LeBron lives near me and his house is gated. What are you afraid of, LeBron? I know, right? It's gated. He probably has armed security everywhere he goes and probably is anti-gun like they all say they are, but they actually aren't. They're just anti-gun for you, not for them. It's funny how that works. Anyway, I could be wrong about that. Maybe he's a great guy, but I doubt it. Thank you, RPG, for the ice cream, and thank you, Yay, for the bell donations. I really appreciate you and your continuous support. It goes for everybody else as well. Thank you all. But RPG, Yay, good morning. Hope you're doing well. All right, let's stop talking about LeBron. Nobody gives a shit about sports. Let's not pretend like we do. A lot of people do, though, and that's really weirds me out. I don't get it at all. But they're losing traction, and just like all the other woke BS out there. People don't want politics mixed in with their time to watch sports, and that's what people that watch sports around me say. But they still watch them, a lot of them. I don't know how. It's just to me, it's totally unappealing and boring. Elon Musk posted something last night, and it's about a feature on Microsoft Word. This is, again, it's kind of funny. It's kind of concerning. It's just, I guess that's the reality now. Things that are funny are typically true, somewhat, for the most part. And so, I don't know, I'll show you this. Elon Musk posted this last night about Microsoft Word. They have a feature that scolds you if you use words that aren't inclusive. And it's kind of an ad for his business. He has some confidential business document here, and he's talking about his truck. He says, insane stability, and they come up with this pop-up that says, inclusiveness. This term implies mental health bias. No suggestions available. Because he said it has insane stability. Oh, that's ableist. That's implying mental health bias, and you need to think of another word. Good God. This feature has been available in Microsoft Word since at least to 2020 and has to be turned on manually. He also posted this talking about the towing capacity. And I think this is just him trying to point out the... he's just kind of pointing something out that's woke, but also advertising his truck. And then this morning he said, community notes is both incorrect here and should not use information from a company's website as the fundamental source of truth about their product. Huh. Calling out community notes. And that's the comment I just read, that this feature has been available since 2020 and has to be turned on manually. Very interesting. And this was just 28 minutes ago. Elon Musk must have been sitting on the toilet 28 minutes ago and posted this. I'm glad that he is noticing this. So somebody said, Elon, community notes is fast becoming the Karen room for people who have an endless supply of axes to grind, and they grind infinitesimally small. Elon Musk said, this is a concern. Any fact-checking system is going to be Karen magnet to some degree. So he realizes the issue with community notes, which somebody wrote a lot on this last week or earlier this week, and basically, they were saying, and I think it was Dr. Simon Gotick, actually. And I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but one of these doctors out there was talking about community notes. And he says, is the CIA infiltrated into the community notes? This particular community note person, which are people from the community that gain access to the feature, basically fact checkers. Are they real? Are they human? Because they've done like multiple fact checks every hour. or something like this, some ridiculous amount, like thousands per day, to where it's like unreasonable for a human to actually do the research and do the work and do these community notes. And they're not factual. They're straight up bullshit. So it's being raised, the issue's being raised, and I think Elon Musk is aware of it. And I don't know if he has the solutions. He seems just to kind of be brushing it off. But, you know, X is better than Twitter was, that's for sure. And I hope it finds its improvements, opportunities with this. But anyway, I can't believe it. Microsoft Word making these types of corrections. So now anybody using it that has this feature on, or however it works, whatever the truth is, who knows, they're going to be just inundated with this woke bullshit. Yeah. Who knows what other recommendations they make? Good God. Fact checked and criticized in real time by the woke mob, man. All right. Southwest Airlines. What's going on with them? This is an interesting one. Southwest Airlines recently updated their customers of size policy, which now gives overweight passengers a free second seat. Customers of size? Okay.
It's okay. I'm hoping to use your customer of size policy today. Yes, I'm leaving. Yes. Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for your help.
Place this in the seat next to you. She got an extra ticket.
Seatbelt extender, please. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, so stunning and brave. Okay. Here's my question. What's the definition of customer of size? You know? What's the definition of customer of size? If, you know, somebody who's a little overweight goes and tries to get a customer of size ticket, are they going to be like, you're not sizely enough, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go eat a little more and sit around a little more? And by the way, if the flight is full and somebody comes in and says, hey, I'd like to learn more about your customer of size policy for an extra seat. And they say, oh, yeah, sure. Here's your extra ticket. They get on the phone and they go, we're going to need an extra seat. Somebody's going to have to volunteer to get on another flight. So this takes priority over any other passengers and they will be kicked off. At least that's my understanding on what I read. Obviously, I could be wrong and that could be bullshit, but that's what I understand when I ran into this. And it's just crazy. Absolutely crazy, man. I mean, why don't I get an extra seat? I'm a customer of awakeness and a customer of who enjoys comfort. I like a little extra elbow room, too. If two medium people sit together, they're still going to be rubbing elbows. Why don't they get these privileges? Right? Oh, just wild. Absolutely wild. I don't know what to say, you guys. I don't know what to say. What do you think? What do you guys think about this customer of size policy? Love it? You love it? Let me know. I don't know. You know, I don't want to be mean, but geez, this is getting out of hand. Well, all right. I'm going to skip this one and maybe we could talk about it in the end because it's just not funny. And I've got funnier things to talk about. They hate Trump, man. They absolutely hate Trump and all his success. So we're going to celebrate that. And then we'll talk a little bit about Hunter and whatnot. Let's watch this to start.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Hustler.
I just want you to know.
Let you know.
It ain't where I've been. About to go.
Top of the world.
Now, I just wanna love you.
Just wanna love
but
you.
Be who I am.
You know you love me.
And with all this cash,
more money, more problems.
Don't forget your man. Now give it to me.
population. Y'all be chasing, I'll be placed dumb, huh? Okay, hot hole, too hot to hold.
Just a Trump tribute. I kind of liked it. That was by Mo and His Balls, who doesn't like me very much on X.com, by the way. I pissed him off one day. Mo and His Balls at Mo underscore balls. I like his memes. I think he does a great job. I believe he's a part of the Dilly meme team. Yeah, he is. And he posted a comment one day where he was talking about somebody that had ball in their name. I forget, some politician or who knows. And he's like, is it a coincidence that ball is in their name? Referring to the occults and the ball worship and all this. And I was like, oh my God, that's a great point, Mo. But what about this? And then I got his name and I was like, Mo and His Balls, it's in your name too. And he did not appreciate that. He's like, do you? He said something like, yeah, well, something about his own balls and something, an insult. And I was like, bro, I was just kidding. Damn. Anyway, he doesn't love me. That's okay. You know, yeah. Sometimes jokes don't hit. I can tell you that. Anyway, Trump's wonderful. He's successful. He's better than a lot of these libs who cheat and lie. Yeah, and he's certainly on another level when you look at somebody like the loser Hunter, who was in the news over the weekend. And, well, Trump knows the truth more than anybody else. I don't have to say it. Let's just watch this.
I want to see Hunter ask these questions. Hunter, you know nothing about energy. You know nothing about China. You know nothing about anything, frankly. Hunter, you're a loser. Why did you get $1.5 billion, Hunter? And your father was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator. He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
So Hunter avoided his court date, and of course the law doesn't apply to them. They're not going to arrest him, but he did come out and make some statements publicly, and the memers had a field day with it. Just absolutely smearing him and hopefully spreading some truth. I think that these do encourage some truth via humor, which is nice, and the nice way to get people on board and start to realize, you know, why are these jokes being made? Where'd you get these images? What's going on here? And then, oh no, I'm awake. I'm falling down the rabbit hole. I was wrong.
I'm here today to answer at a public hearing any legitimate questions Chairman Comer and the House Oversight Committee may have for me. I'm here today to make sure that the House Committee's illegitimate investigations of my family do not proceed on distortions, manipulated evidence, and lies.
That was Il Donaldo Trumpo posted that. I love that account. I need more of that in my life. So fucking funny. Gosh, and so ridiculous. And man, he needs to be held accountable. Drafanzer memes made fun of him saying, you know, this is what, if Hunter kept going, it would have been like this, and just making fun of his little speech he gave on Capitol Hill this week.
Not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman. Not when I smoked crack while getting a foot rub from a hooker. Not when I weighed the crack I bought and was shorted by Big Worm. Not when I took pictures of the weighed crack and accidentally left them on the laptop. Not when I took a picture of my schlong and accidentally sent it to my entire iPhone contact list. Not in my...
And they're making a joke about the actual video.
Investments at home nor abroad, and certainly not as an artist. Let me state as clearly as I can, my father was not financially involved in my business, not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman, not in my investments at home nor abroad.
And he continues, and certainly not as an artist. They even threw in, like, I'm an artist, and my dad wasn't even involved in that. The truth of the matter is, he probably was. That's, like, the biggest money laundering scheme out there, dude. You're not an artist, all right? Good God. I wonder if he actually put paint to a brush and then onto a canvas, or if it was all just a scam and he just signed it. Who knows, man? Who knows? Who knows? This loser. Anyway, onward. Last week we looked at some pranks, and I told you guys I love pranks. So if you know any good pranks, let me know, okay? And I will execute them. Yeah, half the world is night. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Exactly. That's what I thought about too when he started talking. It's like absolutely just a bullshit statement. I told you guys I like pranks, and I found this prank. There's bad pranks out there though, because there's all these people who want clicks and attention, and they're on YouTube and they just want to make viral content. These YouTube pranksters are out of hand. Historically, they've just been stupid, doing stupid things. I mean, these are the people eating Tide Pods. These are the people doing these ridiculous stunts and oftentimes getting in trouble and really like getting beat up and all this kind of stuff. And here's one stupid prank that they figured out, and this is just ridiculous and stupid.
You've been a good boy. Sit on Santa's lap and tell him what you want for Christmas.
Man, what the fuck?
You want to sit on my lap?
Santa's lap and tell him what you want for Christmas.
Hey, man, where the fuck y'all coming from with this fuck shit?
Damn, bro.
Santa!
Huh?
You're naughty, man.
Come on, man.
Santa.
Sorry about that, man.
You're naughty. You've been a...
He's just shopping. I don't know if this was real or if they set it up. Oftentimes, they will set things like this up. Someone said that's an overreaction. People are giving the society gives the wrong people attention. I agree, man. This is just stupid, but it was entertaining to me. I thought it was worth sharing. If it's real, I mean, that guy was not wanting to joke around, especially in such a stupid manner. I would not react that way though. I would probably get, I'd understand it's funny, and I would probably just laugh and shake my head and talk to them. Like, that's hilarious. That's funny to me. But man, not that I think that I would ever do anything like that, because a lot of people would just totally miss it. But yeah, Santa got kicked. That's for sure. Anyway, people are nuts. I don't know if any of you have dated recently. Maybe some of you are single and in the process of finding the love of your life. And boy, it's got to be tough today in this day and age, huh? People are doing that dating thing. I think most people are going to these damn applications, right? They're going to all those different apps where you meet people. There's just a ton of different ones. Online dating. And it's weird, man, because you get a little picture of somebody that's all edited and then at their best. And then you get a description of them. And, oh, don't tell me I don't have this video. No. I'm going to try to find it. Oh, no. Is it gone? No. I can, at the very least, explain it. Let me see if I can find it real quick. It was a video of a man on a date, and it's just completely embarrassing. And if you guys have any dating stories, post them on the social Red Pill or send it to me privately if you just don't want to be put on in, you know, if you're embarrassed or anything, that's fine. You could share it anonymously. But this man went on a date and he took this lady to a really nice restaurant. It looks like a nice, nice restaurant. And it's not just like, a coffee shop. It was a legit restaurant. Fancy. And I can't find the video, but his date stood up on her chair and someone across the restaurant was filming. She stood up on her chair and she's taking these videos of her food. And she's like really like moving her camera and making a dramatic film about all of this food. And the guy is just like, kind of like whatever, ignoring her, reaches to grab some finger food on his plate to eat it. And he picks the food up and she slaps his hand and he drops the food. And he's just like kind of shocked and taken aback and doesn't say anything. I guess he's just pussified. I would have been like, what the fuck are you doing? Don't slap my hand. What's wrong with you? Are you out of your damn mind? But yeah, just this behavior is just absolutely insane. And I've heard other girls on the internet talk about talk about dating. And this isn't just a boy-girl problem, all right? There's crazies across the board. But I've heard this girl go on a rant, and she's talking about if a man thinks he's going to take me to Red Lobster or this or that, he's out of his mind. No chains for me. I need, you know, I'm high class. I'm a badass. I need, you know, 5-star. I need, if the bill's not 250 or more, the man don't deserve me. All this craziness, like this type of attitude exists, especially like for the Hollywood types and these weirdos that are like, my man needs to make 6 figures, and I'm not talking 100,000. I'm talking 500,000 minimum. Otherwise, they don't deserve me. All this craziness. It's very sad and very unrealistic when you look at all the fish in the sea. It's going to be very hard for these people to find love. Anyway, the video's gone. The video's gone. The internet didn't come through on that one. It's just gone. I'm sorry. But dating's tough these days, and there's a lot of crazy people out there. You know how, if I was single, you know how I would do my dating? First of all, I'd try to meet people organically. But if I was really desperate and I just wanted to meet somebody, I'd go on the damn app. And when I would talk to people on the app, I'd say, hey, here's my expectations, okay? I'm looking for a long-term relationship. This is kind of how I live my life, blah, 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 blah. That's just like the kind of conversation. I might even want to talk or video chat before the date. And then I'd say, let's have coffee. Wow, coffee, what a novel idea. And if they're like, I don't want to have coffee, what, you're so cheap or whatever, I'd say, okay, that's perfectly fine. Because guess what? If you don't want to have a coffee with me now, you're not going to want to have a coffee with me later. You're not for me. You can't sit down and just have a chat and have a coffee. I don't want to do business with you. And it's not really business. That makes it sound like prostitution. Sorry. You know, I don't want to be your other half if you're not going to just have a coffee. If you're not okay with sitting and having a coffee for a date, what the hell is wrong with a coffee date? Isn't that normal? Come on. Am I right? Coffee dates? Or just like, hey, meet me at, you know, a park. Let's go for a walk. What the hell? You know, meet me at the beach. Meet me here. It's a beautiful day. Let's have a coffee and go for a walk. Let's have a coffee and sit down. Let's whatever. It doesn't need to be, oh, I've made a reservation at a 5-star restaurant and I'm paying half of my income on this one date. Hell no, man. Good God. SL1972 said, they're all about fancy restaurants. I'm like, you got 40 acres and a herd of cattle? Tell me more. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Anyway. If you guys have any dating stories, I'd love to hear it. Or if you're in the process of going through this in today's day and age, that stuff fascinates me. Please, please go on the social red pill and share it with me. That's absolutely great to hear about. These poor people, dude. Especially imagine you get like two crazed leftists or like just these two psychos that meet each other on the internet. And then they're like, trying to figure shit out. Oh my gosh, what a disaster. What a disaster. I don't know. Let's move on. I don't know if I ever showed you guys this video. It's a stand-up comic, and I don't know who the comedian is, but I hope I haven't showed this to you, but it's absolutely hilarious. I had to make sure I did show it to you one day. So here it is, a stand-up comedian who had a sign language interpreter at his show, and he kind of went off the cuff and did a little bit that was pretty funny.
Y'all gotta forgive me, I'm a little distracted. This is the first show I've ever done with an interpreter. This is fucking cool right now. Well, I'm trying to learn shit. Retard. Democrat. It's the same thing. Democrat. Dude, you gotta be kidding me. Are you kidding me? I did not set this up, Democrat. It's the same thing. I quit. Mommy, good night. I left.
That is so funny that that just happened organically. That's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. I love it. My God. All right. Let's talk about health to end things here. We talk about health a lot on the Red Pill Project, considering the pandemic we went through and people dying suddenly left and right, us losing loved ones in our own families and people close to us. Health is very important, and people are starting to wake up and realize that. We were talking about this last night privately after Josh's Q&A in the chat, and I won't say their name, but somebody was in there, and they were talking about how somebody basically was like talking to them about COVID, and they had woken up over the years, and they asked her, you know, what they asked her something about, you know, when she knew and all this stuff, and basically told her, you should have spoken up, you should have said more. And she's like, I protested, I did candlelight vigils, I did all this stuff, I spoke up plenty. And now you're coming at me telling me I should have spoke up more because you weren't listening to all, you weren't reading any of the writing on the wall. So now it's my fault that you got all these jabs and have, myocarditis and AIDS now. No, I'm sorry. That is just sick, man. That is just the worst thing, man. Horrible. There's just crazy people out there. That is just crazy. But, health's very important, and it's challenging navigating this health world. Everything's so controversial, and you have studies saying one thing, and then, you know, you look this way and you see studies saying another contradictory to the first. And that's just the reality of science today, is you could find a study to support anything, you know? So you've got to really do your due diligence when it comes to these studies and look at everything to do with it and who's funding it and this and that, and look at more and more studies and try to find the way. And I think people are on a good path, and we're learning a lot about health, a lot. But it's tough. And this made me laugh. RM sent me this one. Shout out to RM. And it's about navigating that health world and trying to figure out, you know, what is the best thing we could do to live the healthiest lives we can? And you get on that rabbit hole, and it never stops. And it never stops evolving, too, because information changes and we learn more about our bodies and all this stuff. And I hope y'all are taking action for your own health. I know I am. I'm still getting over this cold. I still have a sore throat. It sucks. Anyway. Let's watch this. This is like what it's like navigating this health hellscape in today's world with all this information at our fingertips.
Throw the white bread away. If it's white, put it out of sight.
Here are five reasons that eating whole grain bread is stupid. Now, everybody knows eating white bread is stupid.
What if vegetables aren't good for you? You've been told.
Bananas are radioactive. Bananas contain potassium, and since
you don't want to drink fruit juices, any kind. Apple juice is not out there.
Right now, everybody needs to stop drinking tap water. Tap water is poisonous.
So it's just funny. He's trying to figure out what to eat, what to drink, and he's finding all this contradictory information on the internet. And that really is what it's like. However, I do believe this tap water situation, and a lot of there's a lot of truth and a lot of falsities in that video, but it's highly debatable because, you know, a lot of stuff that we eat isn't that bad for us. And I'm not talking about the processed foods. I'm talking about like not eating a banana because it has potassium in it and it's radioactive is stupid. You know, it's probably worse that it has high sugar, for instance. But is it going to kill you if you eat bananas? No. Some people could live a very healthy lifestyle eating bananas. Okay. And it goes for a lot of different foods and a lot of different drinks. Everyone's unique and we all got to find our own little health journey, health path. I don't know. It's how I look at it, but gosh, this landscape is tough to navigate. That's why we talk to doctors and all this stuff and each other to figure it out. And I'm not talking about any old doctor, you know, just there's a lot of woke bullshit doctors out there that just are completely indoctrinated and going through the motions and are useless, in my opinion. I'm talking about the doctors who actually care about health, who put health ahead of everything. They put health ahead of their own interests. And that is truly commendable in today's day and age, considering all the corrupt goons out there. Anyway, folks, what do we got going on? Social Red Pill, that's the place to be. The best website of all time. It's a private social network, socialredpill.com. You could try it for free. If you like it, you could subscribe monthly and enjoy all of the features that are offered there. Depending, it's divided up by groups. Tonight, for example, we have Fringe After Dark. After the conversations on the Fringe show at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time, we have our private discussion of a continuation of that original discussion with Josh. And y'all are invited. So join the socialredpill.com. And for silver members on Sunday, we have our prepping town hall. We're going to talk about different prepping plans and information as it relates to prepping. And it's going to be a good time. So I hope to see you there. And then on Sunday, we actually have a double event. We have our prayer and meditation group, which will be fun. I'm going to try to make all of those events. And I hope y'all can too. So join the Social Red Pill. I appreciate you all very much. And if you're interested in our health supplements and our other partnerships, you could go to redpills.tv and check out all of our sponsors there on our main website, redpills.tv. That's redpills.com. You could find the mushroom supplements. You could find My Patriot Supply for long-term food storage and more. We even have supplements for pets, Pets 247. And they have the mushroom supplements and things, which have great reviews. They even have cookies for kids that have mushroom immune support cookies. And that's at redpills.tv. So thank you all who utilize our partners and who subscribe to the Social Red Pill. Without y'all, this stuff would not be here on the interwebs. So thank you all very much. Thank you for tuning in to this special episode of Friday Funnies edition of Morning Coffee. I hope you all got your coffee. Hope you're all going to have a good day. I'll see you all soon. I'll see you all tonight, probably on Fringe with Josh. So tune in. And, you know, after this, we've got Tammy Garcia's show. So please tune into that and show your support, show a little thumbs up and enjoy her content. It's largely about health. And today, Yeah. Well, actually, let me double check. Is she having a show today? She has 4 a week, I think. Let me make sure. But typically during the week after this show, we have Naturally Inspired Daily, which is a wonderful show. I watched it yesterday, and I love it. Even though it was about mammograms and largely about women's health, I still found it quite interesting. And so enjoy that, and enjoy James Grundvig's show, and all the other shows that are coming soon. Let me see here. I'm seeing if we're going to be, if this is on the table. I should know this, but I don't. It looks like we've got one queued up, you guys. So yes, please, in a little bit here, in about a half hour or 45 minutes, Naturally Inspired Radio, Naturally Inspired Daily, Small Batch CBD with Carol Lee Sacred Geometry, Essential Oils with Anita Bohm, a double feature with two guests. So enjoy that coming up here soon on the Red Pill Project. And in that description, you can find everything you need to get in touch with Tammy, join her giveaways, and show your support. Give her thumbs up and comments and participate in her program. She does great research, has great guests, and when it comes to health, she is on point. So please enjoy that, and I'll see y'all later. Take care. God bless. And Godspeed.
Try and bend the spoon. That's impossible. Only try to realize the truth.
What truth?
There is no spoon.